Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. I am like got chills. I'm so excited. I have the greatest opportunity for me right now to introduce a guy who I didn't know that much about until recently. I've had the opportunity of speaking with him multiple times now, and I am just thrilled to see his success, but most importantly, just how genuine he is as a person, how much he cares about his family, how much he cares about our audience, and most importantly, how he cares about his customers. And so with that being said, I want to introduce you to Alex Branding. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Dave.
I am so excited. So for those of you guys who don't know Alex, he's one of our newest Two Comma Club Award winners. He has a crazy success in an agency that focuses, I'll let him tell you where the industry focuses on. But I think the part that kind of came to my attention most recently was we just did a Thanksgiving. We had our Perfect Webinar Secrets launch. And all of a sudden, this affiliate who I hadn't heard that much about blows through things and is our number one affiliate. I'm like, who the heck is this guy? What is he? I've seen his name, but what's he doing? How did that happen? So Alex, I'd love for you to kind of tell people a little bit about what you're doing, how all this kind of came to be, and we're going to dive right in.
Right on, man. Well, I've been doing marketing for 20 years. I started my business when I was 17, and I've been focusing in the last year and a half on the insurance space. I've been working with insurance agents on and off, but I really found a niche that is underserved and oversold. They get sold things all the time, but there's not a lot of people serving them. So I was able to take what I learned from Russell and, you know, the rest of the marketing material that I follow and really apply that to the insurance space. And I've seen tremendous growth. And one of the things that I focus on, Russell talks about this a lot, is earning the trust of your audience by being genuine, over-delivering. And because of that, my audience listens to me. And when I say, hey, I have something that may interest you, I'm able to get a really good response. And so with that affiliate contest, it was really funny because I was actually doing my own Black Friday sale. And Miles Clifford, the amazing affiliate manager over there at ClickFunnels, he dream 100ed me, man. He was sending me gifts. And I'm sitting there on Cyber Monday, the last day of the contest. And I'm looking out of my office window and I see this backpack that he had sent me, saying, hey, I'm so excited to have you come to one of our retreats this year. And it's sitting there guilting me because I'm like, I am not promoting this contest at all. So I wrote out an email to my list and I said, hey, I'm sorry this is so last minute, but you know, Russell is doing this really cool new Perfect Webinar. I was introduced to Russell through Perfect Webinar and absolutely love it. And I think you should check it out. It's only $7. That was the extent of the email, Dave. I didn't sell people on it, didn't tell them what it was. I just said, my bad for the late notice. It's really helped me. You should check it out. And my audience listened. They loved it. The sales page did the closing and I was able to skyrocket because I had the trust of my audience. And that was the big deal.
I love that. I think the part I'm most excited to talk to you about today is I started my career actually in the insurance industry, selling annuities and other products to primarily at that time, a lot of nonprofit teachers and hospitals and schools for employee benefits. So when I heard about your story running an agency that focused specifically on that, I understood the importance of trust because, man, you're right. As you made mention, they get sold things all the time, and they're always trying to find some way of getting that cutting edge over their competition. There's a lot of people competing. And I know that some of your niche actually works even more specific in some of the Primerica, WFG, all that whole other group where there's like, not only the insurance twist to it, but there's also somewhat of a network marketing twist as well. And people are trying to figure out, how do I actually build and scale this? So I'm real curious to kind of find out what you've done to really create that kind of trust in that industry. And then from that, I'd like to really dive into how are you using ClickFunnels to actually work in an agency environment?
Absolutely. So for the insurance space, you know, you've been there, done that, but for the readers or the listeners who haven't, I'll just quickly explain kind of what the difference is between insurance and other service products. You know, in the insurance space, there's number one, there's a ton of regulation and you have the compliance that you have to work around. And so a lot of the marketing efforts that people do either A, may kind of butt you up against compliance, or B, you're talking about a product like an annuity that the average consumer doesn't know a lot about. And so you're butting up against compliance and an audience that needs your product but doesn't know about it. And so it's like, how do I find that sweet spot where I'm running a marketing campaign that is bringing me into exactly the right audience of people that I need to talk to, and I'm able to earn their trust and their attention so that I can educate them on how I, as the insurance agent, can support their family. And so what we've done here at the Branding Group is we have two core products that work really well for our people. The first one is what we call a giveaway funnel. That really put us on the map in the insurance space. I've been doing it for about 6.5 years now, and it kind of came up in a brain dump meeting with one of my best clients. And it's taking what has been used a lot, which is a fun raffle giveaway, and it's applying a lot of the juice that Russell talks about in .com Secrets. So we use the funnel and we use the ad to attract the right person. We use the funnel, the irresistible offer of the opportunity to win something they really, really want to bring them in. And then we use email marketing on the back end so that now the insurance agent can educate the audience on annuities and the other types of products they offer. And at the very last step of the funnel, there's an opportunity for them to schedule a calendar appointment. And then in all of the emails, there's also an opportunity for them to schedule an appointment. The reason why this works, Dave, is because the person, and we're using the law of reciprocity and the irresistible offer combined, right? So the consumer is excited about the opportunity to win a really cool gift card. And they know the name, for example, if they went to Dave Woodward's giveaway funnel, now they know the name Dave Woodward. They don't know you yet, but they know that your emails are coming from the gift card contest. And so they're more likely to open it. Those emails are getting almost a 90% open rate just to see what's in the email. And in those emails, you have a quick few seconds to tell them why they should read the rest of the email, where you explain how you can serve and support them. So that's the biggest one, is our giveaway funnel. And the second one is what we call our Pack My Calendar, which is an on-demand seminar. In the ClickFunnels world, we know it as an evergreen webinar. but the word seminar works really well for the insurance space because these guys are used to lunch and learns and, you know, the come get a free dinner seminar. And so I'm using language that they're familiar with, which is the seminar, and I'm plugging it into an evergreen webinar. And that's been working really good because now it's bringing in people who are a little bit more high intent. In other words, we're saying, come to my on-demand seminar where I'll teach you retirement planning, or, you know, I'll teach you how to stabilize your portfolio. That's working really well in the crazy volatility of 2020. And so those are the two things that we do, the giveaway funnel and Pack My Calendar. That's really what we're known for.
I love that. I think it's fun for me as I was literally just watching a video we just posted on YouTube from Russell. And it just reminded me of, again, as far as this whole technobabble. In our industry, you know, webinars is technobabble. Yeah. And I think the key is you need to make sure that whatever industry you're working in, you have to use the vocabulary of that industry. And I think that so often as marketers, we forget that. And I love how, again, I remember the lunch and learns, and I remember the dinner seminars, and I remember all that stuff. And it just kind of makes me cringe when I hear it. But at the same time, it was so effective. And I think it's important for anyone who's listening to this, to realize whatever industry you're in, there is a vocabulary for that industry. And I think too often we forget that. And you think that as you've been going through and you're learning all this marketing lingo that, oh, everybody understands it. Please understand that's not the case. And I love, especially as an agency owner, the more that you know the lingo and the vocabulary of your specific niche, the easier it is to not only get a client, but to nurture that client. And most importantly, to keep that client long-term. So again, I think that's just awesome, Alex. Really super cool to see the way you use that.
Yeah. And I, you know, one of the things I love reading marketing books. And I also, when I was like, I need to get into this space a little bit more, I started reading some material and watching some YouTube videos about the insurance space so that I could then use that same lingo. And kind of like what I just did here, where I said, you know, we use the perfect webinar, but we call it this. And so I was able to sit down with some of the industry leaders inside the insurance space and just hear, I would just ask them, if I, as you know, your marketer, could do anything for you, what would it be? And the two things were, I wish that I could educate my audience on how I can serve and support them. And I wish that I could attract the right people into my world. And so that I could talk to a mass amount of people without having to leave my office. And so we're able to do both of those things with a combination of the giveaway funnel and Pack My Calendar. That's how we serve the insurance industry.
So how did you pick the insurance industry? Were you an insurance agent?
I was never an insurance agent. I was a marketing agent or a marketing firm that really served people. They would come to me and I would go through my, process to make sure they're a qualified client. I noticed a trend, Dave, that the insurance agents that I worked with, number one, I was able to give them a huge rate of return on their investment. And number two, that led to them sticking around, right? And so the insurance industry, because it has the recurring payment model, the insurance agent, their mindset is recurring payments, right? And so for me as the marketing firm, I want to work with someone who is used to and expecting to pay every single month for their services. Whereas in other industries, let's just say in real estate, their payment model is in bunches, right? They sell a house and they get, a chunk of cash from that particular sale. And so as the real estate agent, they don't have monthly checks coming in. And because of that, they're not, generally they're like, here's my marketing budget. This is my chunk for my latest sale. Take this and help me get my next sale. Whereas the insurance agent comes to me and says, I have this much money coming in every single month. Help me use this sliver of it every single month to keep that number growing. So it's the mindset of the client. So I was able to give them really good results and their mindset aligned with how I wanted to serve and support them, which is create a long-term relationship.
Alex, I think that is so cool. I don't know. I'm actually taking notes as you're saying this. I'm thinking so often people don't understand if you can align with the interest and the way in which your clients actually generate income and spend income, it makes it so much easier as an agency owner to actually be able to scale and grow your business because you guys are both aligned.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm as an investor and an entrepreneur, I love having insurance. I've learned what it was like to not have a good insurance policy. When I was 19, I was hit by an uninsured motorist and I didn't have an insured motorist coverage on my policy at the time. So, so for me, I love the insurance space. That helps me really get devoted and passionate about helping each of the people that I serve, make sure they get their message out. Cause I know that, there's just a lot of ignorance in the consumer, mindset about what insurance is. And so my passion for their business to grow helps fuel my ideas. And I want to get them in front of more people because I've seen the changes that having good insurance and, overinsured helps a lot in when, things happen. So it's great. It's great. So they can hear the passion in my voice when I talk to them. So they know that it's not just another marketer trying to make it in the space. Like, been there, done that, have passion for it, have results. And here's the systems that work, and that helps me earn their trust.
Well, I'm kind of curious. On both sides of your business, one, I'm fascinated. Again, I've got four boys and many of them work at, two of them are right now at the age that you kind of got started, the age of 17. I'm like, yeah, who gets started at the age of 17? So I want to find out about that. But before I find out about that, I want to really talk to you a little bit about this whole idea of play bigger. And because I was talking with Brent, first time he introduced me to you, he's going, you're not going to believe the way this guy has scaled his business. I'm like, tell me. And we started going through some of the numbers. I'm like, how the heck did they do that? So with that being said, I'd love to help, if you don't mind, for our audience, help them understand how you scaled your business. And really are using this concept of playing bigger.
Yeah. So the book Play Bigger talks about becoming the category king. And when I read that, it was about a year and a half ago. I was like, oh my gosh, it really resonated with me. And I knew after I read it that there was some clients that no longer fit where I wanted to go. And what I really wanted to do was dive into the insurance space. I was already creating content for the insurance space. I had a podcast that was kind of the thoughts of Alex branding. It wasn't really about building my business. But what I did after I read that book is I dove 100% into the insurance space. I changed the marketing language not to be more general about here's what a giveaway funnel is, for example. It was, here's how a giveaway funnel helps the insurance agent, kind of excluding the people that are not insurance. But what it really did was the insurance agent that was listened, that landed on that page said, Alex built this for me. And so it really helped get people to go, he knows what he's doing. And I have so many success stories of how the giveaway funnel works for the insurance space that I was able to show over and over, here's how it works, here's why it's better. And so to scaling the industry, really what it came down to, Dave, was two things. One, me going, here's who I'm talking to, and then increasing my volume in the space. That led to a lot of paid ads, a lot of paid content, a lot of new, fresh content, going on joint webinars and things of that nature. But really just saying, if it's not in the insurance space, then I'm not going to devote my time and energy to it right now. I'm only going to be doing it for my people. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, this being the marketing agency side. And so I have a lot of, and I'm blessed to be asked to be on a lot of podcasts and summits and stuff. And if it wasn't in the insurance space, I just started saying no. How to scale COVID. It really helped because the insurance space, as you know, Dave, was all about knee-to-knee sales, lunch and learns. And so when that stopped with COVID, people are going, how do I grow my insurance business online? And I had already built the foundation in the SEO side. And so then when people were typing in insurance funnels, you know, click funnels for insurance, et cetera, I was already there. It's just the volume of searches was very low. And then COVID happened and they went, oh my gosh, I need to shift my own business model. They would search and boom, there's Alex. And so our business literally quadrupled overnight.
Oh my gosh, there's so many things to say. First of all, the part I love is, it only because I've had my own agency before. And the hardest thing, at least for me when running an agency, was I was great at selling, but then I'd sell a bunch and then I'd have to go out and fulfill. And it was this teeter-totter of, oh my gosh, I'm either selling or fulfilling. I never was able to kind of get them to scale as fast as I wanted to. But the hardest thing to actually do was to say no, especially when someone's sitting there, got money in hand, wanting to pay you, and you're saying no. So I'm kind of curious, how did you, because it's really easy to say, yeah, I'm going to turn it down because it's no big deal. Once you've already got crossed that bridge and like, now I am successful. But when you're not successful and you're saying no, how did you decide to actually say, I'm actually going to say no to everything but insurance?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely some difficult, you know, things for me to say no to, you know, either past clients that came to me and said, hey, I have a new project for you. And I'm like, sorry, I'm not focusing on that anymore. And really for me, Dave, what it came down to was being able to say, where do I want my business to be on January 2021? And does this project help me get there? And that required me to say no a little bit, you know, well, quite a lot in the very beginning when I first started making the shift. But what ended up happening was the more that I said no to good projects, the more I was able to say yes to great ones, you know, and really meet the right people. I know for me as an agency owner, one of the things that is difficult, and you alluded to it, is finding and building a great team. And I'm so blessed to have an amazing team here at the Branding Group of 16 all-stars that are all devoted and, you know, working on serving our insurance agents at the highest level. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. But when it came to being able to really niche down, there was a lot of, even now I have, you know, someone is in my inbox saying, Alex, I see your book funnel. Can you do the same thing for me? And the answer is, I'm sorry, you know, and that's hard, you know, because they want what I have. And the salesperson in me wants to make the deal, but I also know that it's going to take my team away from what we're doing and have to assign them to this one-off project. And that's not the direction that we're going.
Oh man, I'm only laughing because I can't tell you how many times Russell and I've had this conversation. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this opportunity. It's like, it is so hard to say no at times, especially, it's the salesperson being like, I know we can do it. We can pull off somehow. And to have the discipline to say no. And again, I think it's important, as you may mention, when you allude to your team, there's nothing more frustrating for your team than to have the leader have no idea which direction they're going and they're just bringing business in. So I think that's super, super cool that you're able to do that. I think the other part I really appreciate that you made mention of is you've been digging your well way before you were thirsty. And even though the search volume may not have been as high, I think it's important right now, anyone who's listening to this think, oh gosh, you know what? COVID's already come and gone and now I've missed the boat. Please understand that is not the case at all. I can tell you from what I'm seeing right now, and I'm looking into 2021, now is the most important time you've ever had to really pick a niche and to go deep into that niche and to serve that niche. Because I at least my personal opinion on this, Alex, is the one thing COVID's done is it actually pushed everyone 3 years into the future. You made mention a lot of these insurance agents were used to doing belly to belly, you know, side by side type of deal, selling across the table, and now they're not. And I think that's the gift or the silver lining in this whole COVID thing is for us as agency owners or as funnel builders or just as entrepreneurs, the opportunity from my perception has never been greater than it is right now. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah. I mean, this is really for us in the ClickFunnels space, you know, that we have been learning and growing how to build our business online using the platforms that we have available to us. And what COVID did is it shifted everybody else into our world, right? And so the people that are like the insurance agents, I'll just talk to them specifically. I know that they're going, I knew I should have built a business, learned how to do funnels, you know, prior to 2020, but now I'm being forced to, you know, grow my business online, build funnels, et cetera. And so they're being kind of squeezed into this. You know, some of us jumped into the pool because we wanted to. Others are now being forced into the pool and they're looking and going, who in here knows how to swim and can help me up to the next level? So it has a great opportunity for guys like us who are, you know, out there looking to serve our clients and customers at the highest level to say, here's who I am. And if you match this person, then, you know, I can help you. The picture in my mind is like when you're arriving at an airport terminal and you see all the signs up. You know, our job as the agency owner is to be very specific as to who we are there to pick up. Like, be very clear on who that name is on your cardboard, if you don't mind me using the visualization there, of saying, if this is you, I'm here to help.
I love that. Well, I'm going to segue back to where we were before, and that is 17 years old. What in the world entices a 17-year-old to get involved in this crazy industry?
Yeah, so I was homeschooled from the time of my entire education. And long story short, my family life was very stable until I was about 14. And then my parents divorced and it just kind of went. And so at the age of 16, I decided I had a choice. I could either test out and take the GED to get out of high school and move on to the next stage of my life, or I could go to public high school. And I decided, I was like, you know what, this whole sitting down in a school thing does not sound appealing to me. And so I tested out and I went out onto the world. And I went to college for a semester and was like, oh, this is not that fun either. And I was a nerd. And so when I was about 14, 15, I started hanging out with my buddy and we learned to code. And when I was 17, I was like, you know, I wonder what would happen if I went on to Craigslist, which is very different 20 years ago. and I just posted PHP programmer for hire, because I was learning the language PHP. And so that's really how it all started, Dave, is I was 17 years old, getting hired for about 20 hours a week from people all over the United States, earning $50 an hour. So I'm like, I'm 17, earning like $1,000 a week. I'm like the richest person in my friend group, you know what I'm saying, working part time. And I'm like, this is cool, you know. And I made a, you know, it was just me for a long time until I learned to grow a team. And, you know, that's a whole different topic on mindset and sharing the wealth and all that. But I was able to grow. I worked with a business coach about 7 years ago. So I waited 13 years too long to hire a business coach. That should be one of the first things y'all do. You know, he was able to really help me understand. He said, I want you to map out what your ideal day is, and I want you to start working towards that. And so huge props to Eric Laufholm for walking me through that journey. But that is really what started to change it for me, Dave, is I, instead of waking up and going, okay, what are all the things that my clients have put on my to-do list? I went to, how am I going to grow my business? And so from the time I was 17 until about 30, I was really, you know, beholden to my clients. And then around the age of 30 is when I said, actually, what do I want to do? And I started building the business that I wanted, would have wanted to work in, that would be attractive to people who wanted to work on my team. And then about a year and a half ago, I said, who actually is the person that I want to serve? And I was able to really niche down into the insurance agent space.
Man, I love it. Alex, I can't thank you enough for your wisdom and most importantly, for just leading by example. It's been so fun, literally, as I've spent time with you just over the course of this last month, but more importantly, just even taking a look in your past, you have such a huge heart and you're so willing to serve and to provide such great value. that I hope anybody who's listening to this understands, the value comes first. You've got to make sure you're providing that kind of value and going deep into a niche, like you mentioned, whether you're an agency or you're building your own business, nothing's more important than really knowing your customer, which you know your customer better than anybody now. So congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it, man. It's been so fun being on the show. So thank you.
Well, thanks. So if people want to find out more about you, what's the best place for them to go?
Go to alexbranding.com. You can check out, I've written some books for the insurance agent. You can learn more about some of the systems I mentioned here. You can find some links to my personal favorite ClickFunnels products, including the three books, .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets. You should have those in your library no matter what. And then the Perfect Webinar Secrets, that's really what brought me into the world. You should check those out as well. So, because once you can know the process to sell people using the Perfect Webinar script, then you can apply that to your sales letters and everything else that you do.
Awesome. Alex, thank you so much, bud. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dave.